Blog Talk Radio.
We thank you today because you're ready to receive sinful men. There are the God that's looking at this vision and over this telecast and this broadcast. They're listening to me and they realize how messed up they are. But let them know tonight, you've fallen in love with them. You're concerned about them, and you want to save them and break the yokes and snatch them as a brand from the burning and wring them out of the devil's hands. Jesus, my friend and God. Jesus, my Savior of the world. Touch now. Send conviction. Send conviction. Send conviction. Forgive them. Blood wash them. Take away the desires. Take away the taste. Take away the appetite. A Father in heaven.
Yes, we just had a short prayer from Apostle Hinton. And he said, God, forgive them today and wash them whole today. God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. We thank you so much for listening to us Monday through Fridays right here on your radio dial. We thank you. We have some awesome speakers. We've been listening to Reverend Rice, Apostle Alakami, Reverend Lucas. The list goes on. You can hear us Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here in United States, as well on Sundays from 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock. You can call us at 319-527-6036. Again, on this radio station, you could call 319-527-6036. We want you to know that when you worship and praise God, believe me, that the prayer of the righteous prevaileth much, and we know that God is working it out on our behalf. If you can believe it, you can receive it. God can do anything but fail. Don't you know that a setback is your setup for your blessing? Uh-oh, I'll say it again. A setback is a setup for your blessing. Would you believe that? When it looks real dawn, when everything looks dim, when it looks like there's no hope, no barn in Gilead, that it is working for your good. Let us listen to Will Murphy at this time. Amen.
To reward I have.
Songwriter says that it's working for my good. Don't you know a lot of times when you look at that setback that it's a setup for your blessing, when it looks like it's a tragedy? I had to learn to be still. I went through a situation that I was just quiet. I gave it to God. I left it at the foot of the cross, and God showed up and showed out that all I had to do was trust him. I said, God, I just turned this over to you. And truly, God worked it out, not only for my good, for others that was involved in that situation. So I thank God for that. You know, when God is involved in something, that the worship and the justice and the fair play of God, that something good has always, always come about. You just got to believe it, so you can receive it. It's nothing like being a Christian, beloved. It's nothing like accepting the death, burial, and resurrection. It's nothing like living for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, man go after flesh, man go after a lot of things, but when you go after the things of God, I remember so many times people used to call me a God chaser, because I would chase after the things of God, whether it be in the sanctuary, the church, the choirs, the ministry, going around the world, whatever it took, by any means necessary, I was going after the things of God. You know why? Because truly, something is so beautiful and so good is to just love the Lord and to trust him and know that it's working for your good. Let us continue to worship and praise God as we listen to Wim Murphy. And God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. And God bless you. Amen.
I need you to lay your hands on your neighbor's shoulder and tell them something good. Make them look you in the eye. Tell them something God. No, you got to use your preacher voice. Look at them again and say something God. Let me prophesy. Something good is about to happen. Something God is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. Something God is about to take. Something good is about to happen. You say it. Something God is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. You can't have it if you won't say it. Say it's about to take place. Listen, something good is about to happen. Something good is about to take place. Something good. Prophesy, it's gonna be God. Tell somebody, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be God. Hey, it's gonna be good.
Yes, you know, the Lord had told me at the end of the year, the beginning of this year, at the end of last year, rather, and beginning of this year, for us to walk in expectancy. You have to walk and believe that your season, that your time, that your favor is upon you. We are in July now, and I'm sure many of you have had testimonies how God have turned those situations around for your favor. You know, it's so very important that as you walk upright before God, even when Jesus was up on a mountaintop for 40 days and 40 nights, he was tempted by the adversary in flesh. He said if he would follow him, the adversary, the satanic one, that he would give him all those things. Can you imagine what can a beast or a human being give you that God cannot grace you with? Uh-oh, I'll say it again. That it is said when you put your affection on people, on materialistic things or things that appeases your appetite more so than the things that pleases God. It's very important if you really want to get that void covered in your spirit, if you really want to get that fullness of that appetite quenched, when you are satisfied with the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of God, when you have turned it over to him, there's a shift. There's a shift where your mind is set, that you can feel the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. There is a quench that is satisfied, that you are just fulfilled just listening to the word, the preached word, the gospel word of God. And when you give that praise and worship, you are shifting the atmosphere in your destiny. It is so very important, beloved, that you stay a Christian. You accept that death, burial, and resurrection, and you walk upright before God. You know, I love that record that by Michael Jackson when he said, you look at the man in the mirror. When you can look at yourself and see the imperfections and see the things that you have done, things that you need to repent before God, and get yourself right, you don't do evil for evil. God gave that to me in the beginning of the summer, that he said, don't do evil for evil, that there are people out here that are operating in evilness, and they want to make it in to eternal life, and they believe that they will dwell among God's angels in the place that he had prepared for us. Not so. You cannot do deliberate sin, sin that will hurt your neighbor, hurt yourself, sin that would disrupt your family, disrupt your salvation, or even the very life that God has given you. Hey, hallelujah, that you got to walk upright so that God can shift things in your favor. That's one thing about the fivefold ministry, that we come to exalt, edify, and encourage the body of Christ, that as we go around the world, we spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that all power is in his hand. There is nothing delayed that God cannot shift to be a blessing for you. As Jason Nelson said, that you just got to believe that God is and that God will do exactly what he said and shift that atmosphere. Amen. Amen.
And I'll play.
just help me say that.
Did you hear what the songwriter says? It says that when you praise God, there is a shift in the atmosphere, that the change break, that the atmosphere is shifted in a whole different and better direction. You know, you could be sick in your body, but when you praise God, hey, that peace that surpasses all understanding, the healing virtue of God leaks out into us, and we feel so much better. I guarantee you, when you praise God and you worship God and you sing those songs and hymns, that you can just feel the presence of God in its entirety. I'm telling you, no matter what you go through, no matter how broken you can be, that when God shows up, it shows out in your worship. That your conviction is there, that your love is there, that your praise is there, that your worship is there. I'm telling you from experience, many a times I've laid hands on myself that I knocked my own self out and went to sleep, and I felt so much better in the healing virtue. I have been to doctors, and they said, when did you have that surgery? And this cut right here, I see it's all stitched up. And I said, no, my body did it itself. The doctors were amazed. That there are times that even in that prayer that the miraculous took place. You got to have that kind of faith that if God can't do it, it can't be done. It's not by your might. It's by the blood of Calvary. It's by the prayer of the righteous, those that intercede for you, grandma's prayer, grandpa prayers, pastor's prayer, those that you don't know anything about. You know, even with this that I was told, that we all go to another level. When you get higher in God, just like Jesus, when he was up there 40 days and 40 nights, the adversary showed up and tried to tempt him. And I was, like, amazed at that. I thought that, you know, going through what I went through, but then I saw the higher I go in God, the more the doors open for me, the more the opportunities, that there is a devil right there that try to tempt, distract, or pull me or try to intimidate or even bully me into a different direction. But I refuse to let the adversary have the victory. There's no demon in hell can go up against the blood of Calvary, and I stand on the cross. So you have to shift that atmosphere with your faith, with your praise, and with your worship, that there is nothing too hard for God. There is no man that's out here that can stand up against Michael and Gabriel, the angels of God, what's written in the Lamb Book of Life, and what's in your destiny, beloved. You have to stay encouraged and know that all power and all might and all victory belongs to God, that God loves an opportunity. When a door is closed, he can open it. When sickness is all backed up, that he can heal it. When things don't look like there's a turnaround, that he can do the miraculous. I'm telling you, that our God is awesome, that setback is a setup for your blessing. No matter how broken you are, that there is healing in the midst of the storm. Matter of fact, let us listen to Byron Cage at this time. God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Amen, amen.
Your burden brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here won't be the same. in your condition, reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken heart.
He has
the miracle to fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, and you will receive. God knows about the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs.
See, you have to have that unmovable faith that God can do anything but fail. You just have to believe it so you can receive it, no matter what it looks like, no matter who you are, know whose you are, that God's love is sufficient for thee. You know, I've been on this road in ministry over 30 years, and I've always been a God chaser, and I've always ran after the things of God, because once he came into my life and he gave me that peace and he did the miraculous and he showed me that he loves me, that love was greater than a honeycomb. I was in love right there. That was it. That there is nothing on this earth with anything, anyone, family, friends, significant others. There's nothing like the love of God. Hey, hallelujah. The love of the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Jesus, the Emmanuel, the Son of God, the Christ, and his Holy Spirit. It's nothing like it, beloved, that I love him so, that I thank God for all my many blessings from time that as an orphan up until now, he has been with me. He has won all battles, and he's made it possible that I was not defeated. Things that I was concerned about, he showed me, why even be concerned? Why lose peace over it? Because this too shall pass. You know, I will give you something as an example. You know, each of us love maybe to cut grass or to clean our yard or to beautify our front porch or back porch or just to clean up our house. And I have always, you know, liked to put flowers down and put my hands in dirt because I'm from the South. I'm old country girl. And one day God showed me clearly. He rolled back the skin off my eyes, and he had me to see this is nothing but dirt. Dirt you came into this earth, dirt you're going to leave out. It's nothing but dirt. Don't value the dirt to the point that you miss out on seeing the most important thing is that I was in the land of the living to feel the breeze of his air and not wear a mask and enjoy the flowers and the trees and the ruffles of the leaves, and that God showed me having life and living in the land of the living is a blessing. You know, so many people have gone on, but don't get so hung up that you worrying about the yard or the garden or you worrying about the grass or the trees or you worrying about every little thing that's not important. The important thing is that you woke up and that you're breathing this air. And God showed me that. So now when I cut my grass or when I clean up the yard, I say, oh, it's very nice, it's pretty. But then I can still see the dirt behind all the flowers that God let me know, don't lose focus and put your emphasis in the wrong place, that his love is more important than any of this materialistic thing, whether it's a car, whether it's a house, whether it's clothes, whether it's something that you really hold special, that God can show you that there is nothing like just loving him and being at peace with God. That even Jesus, like you said, 40 days and 40 nights, he was just sitting up there, just him and God. It is good when you can separate yourself and you seek after God and be quiet so that he can give you direction and understanding. I want to warn you that when you do that, the adversary is going to tempt you. He's going to play with your mind. He's going to try to get you to do evil for evil, to slip, to backslid. You cannot do deliberate sin and expect God to forgive you because you knew what you were going to do before you did it. So you got to always be strong in your faith and do what's right and turn it over to God. It's nothing like being a Christian, beloved. I would encourage everyone. I'm on this radio 6 days a week preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, letting different preachers go forth that God alone can get glorified. Yes, he can. You know why? Because it's his love. Matter of fact, let us listen to William Murphy again. And God bless you as you're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. Amen.
Hand on your neighbor, say you have been touched. Put your hand on them, say you have been touched, changed, healed. Baby is totally free from sin. Say that again, totally free from. I have been touched, changed, healed.
You know, when you have your mind on God, truly, you get restoration. That's one thing about being in ministry for 30 years, that your focus have to be on God. It have to be on the things of God, and it have to be on God's purpose and his will. It's like what you eat, you sleep, your whole function, your being is ministry. I never thought that I would be that kind of person that is ministry 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm well balanced that I listen to worship music and other music and try to relax and enjoy a walk and life and beach and go out and take a vacation and do things like that. But the primary focus that I have as ministry is to do what God wants me to do while I have the chance to do it, while I'm in the land of the living. There is nothing, no one, anything that can pull me from that direction, that focus that I have in God. You know why? Because God truly is an awesome God, that God is everything that we will ever, ever need. And when you get to a point that you can appreciate just the small things, you know, I love even when you gather together in the edifice or the church, when the different ones get together and do praise and do prayer, and corporately they come together, they give the tithes and the offering, or they take trips together. It's nothing like a Christian family. Of course, there's ups and downs, and sometimes people say they're no better than the people out in the world. But believe me, I'd rather gather around saints than to pray. Because do you know the church is the hospital room? This is where we go get our strength, get our medication, get those shots, those vitamins, everything we need to make us whole and make us sound. That it is so very important. We try to bring the church here on the radio and TV Monday through Fridays as well as the weekend. So in case that your schedule is busy or you miss going to the church that day or you miss the word or whatever it could be, or you just need a little more strength, a little more power, that we give our best to tell you that your God is awesome, that he loves you, and that the focus should be on ministry. Never put your focus on a human being. God forbid, they come and go, they live, they die. But when your focus is on God, it's everlasting, it's eternal. And this is what you want to do, beloved. Didn't you hear the songwriter says that when you praise God, it shifts the atmosphere. When you sing hymns, the harmony in your praise, it makes things happen better for your life. And when you can just say, thank you, Jesus, hey, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory, hallelujah, amen, Lord, hey, give him the praise and the worship. It puts a dent in hell and that things shift in your favor. It's not going to be a rose garden, believe me. There's many a times that I have been under attack, my family been under attack, my job, my health, even my peace of mind and privacy. But you know what? There's nothing like serving God, that I have been an overcomer by the gospel and the word of Jesus Christ, that no demon in hell can come up against the blood of Calvary, that God will and shall be victorious. You know why? Because our God is awesome. And let us praise him right now. Come on one accord. Let us praise God. Amen. Amen. And what we can do is just go here as Canton Jones and John P. King and Jessica Reedy and all the rest of those singers as we go in and just praise God, that our God, yes, he is. He's awesome. Amen. Amen.
Come on. Come on, you say it. I will remain
up a declaration of faith. If you believe it, you can receive it, that our Lord is an everlasting God. Yes, he is. He is so beautiful. He's so magnificent, and we love him. I get tongue-tied when I talk about the Lord. I love the Lord. He has been with me from time I came out of that abandoned car all the way through foster care, foster family, adopted care, all the way from being out in the streets, all the way from being homeless, all the way up until now with no family, to some family, to my kids. I thank God that through this journey, hey, that God was supreme, that God is an everlasting God, that God is God all by himself. Truly, I love the Lord. There is no one and nothing on this earth can separate the love that I have for my Father. I thank God for my children, for my grandkids. But when it comes to God, hey, hallelujah, I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I just love the Lord. I'm telling you right now, as I travel around the country, you know, people be like, how can you do it? You have a knee injury, but you're going. I said, if I have to crawl, I'm going to go around the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going by faith and not by sight. I enjoy went to Jamaica, and truly, I had a good time worshiping and praising God. I'm planning to go back there as well as to Africa. So I thank God that we all are special to God, that we all have something to do. There's no big eyes and big U's. There's no holier than thou, no holy roly. It's only Jesus. Jesus is the only supreme, perfect person. But when you get up in flesh, and when you get caught up in jealousy, when you get caught up in having evil for evil or doing things that's wrong against the gospel of Jesus Christ, you open up yourself to the adversary, to enemies, to demonic forces, spiritual wickedness in high places. That, beloved, you got to be covered by the word, covered by the grace, covered by the praise, covered by the worship. You have to, because you can't have one foot in, one foot out. You can't choose that I'm going to worship God today, ask God to forgive me. Oh, he's going to forgive me 7 times 7. Yeah, but deliberate sin, I'm telling you right now, it's called deliberate. You know what you did. So God don't like ugly, you know, because when we dwell amongst brethren, it says treat our neighbors as ourselves. You know how profound that is? How can I live on this earth with you and break bread of fellowship, exalt, edify, and encourage, and pray for you and wish you well, and try my best to forgive you for some of the hateful things that you do? But then when it comes to eternal life, there's separatism, there's racism, there's egotism. I'm not going over there because they women preachers. I'm going to step on some toes, just say ouch. Or I'm not going over there because they Jews. Or I'm not going over there because they white. Or I'm not going over there because they black. Do you honestly think there's going to be circles of denomination in heaven that all the Jews in a circle, all the white people in a circle, you know, all the men in a circle, all the women? No, we are going to the place that he has made for us. and that he's making petition for us, that we got to dwell together as brethren in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't let nothing down here distract your walk from the Lord. You need to be godly sorrow. You need to beg pardon for those you have offended and hurt. Don't you know you reap what you sow? I decree and declare you will reap what you sow by the blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary. When you do those things, I'm telling you, it's going to come back. I speak to you as an apostle and prophet of God. You got to repent and get it together, because the same ditch that you dig for somebody else, the same stab that you stab at somebody else, the same bump and hit that you did to somebody else, it's going to hit you worse 7 times 7, it says. Oh, my God. You watch and see. God says, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. I tell a lot of people, don't get angry at me. Don't get mad at me. I'm a servant of the Most High God. But I would caution you to pray me through. Wish me well, because I'm on this journey, because the ditch you try to dig for others, you dig it for yourself. You know why? Because God is God alone, and that he does not like no mess. So I just come to set a little light to you today. I let the different preachers go forth, try to get some word down in your belly and let you hear some good old preaching. But now it's time to get back to that praise and worship. We're going to have a nice concert on Friday. We encourage you to listen. As you know, that my range can go from apostolic to Baptist to Lutheran, contemporary, and other day it went to instrumental praise. So it depends on the flow that I feel led, and that I'm hoping that you will join us on Friday nights from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock so that we can worship God together. Let us listen to Marvin Sapp. You know why? Because our God is God all by himself. He don't need me, and he don't need you. All he need from us is the love, praises, dedication, loyalty, and faith that he is God all by himself. Amen.
And he don't need nobody else.
Of your greatness, no searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing, to your wisdom there is no end. For you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. And is to come. Who is he that can number your days? He flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day.
Yes, I was getting excited to say, for he alone is God, and he's everything that we need. Again, you have been listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. You can write us at P.O. Box 9786. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. Again, that's Fivefold Ministries. P.O. Box 9786, Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. If you would like to email us, it's F like five, F like fold, M like ministries, W like worldwide, .inc, at Verizon.net. That's FFMW.INC at Verizon.net. Please send us a postcard so that you heard this radio station, that you enjoyed the worship, and that you are going to stand on the gospel of Jesus Christ. No matter what goes on in your life, take a stand. Don't let the adversary make you stubborn and do evil for evil. Do things that's not pleasing to God. Do things that self-suicide, self-destruction. Do things that help yourself. Do things that will help you to go higher. And I want to say to all of you, and I want you to be encouraged, shake the dust off your feet. It's finished. It's over. It's done. Go to the mark of the high calling. Don't even look back. Just look forward for the blessings that God has for you. Remember now, he said anticipation. I'm anticipating a blessing this year. I've prayed for certain things that I know my God is going to do it and fix it, and I'm putting myself in line for my miracle, for my blessing. You got to have an alignment to line up with God's word and his promises. When you stand on that word of God in faith, that truly God will bless you. God bless you again as you travel on this Christian journey with us. And let us listen to Donnie McClurker, and God bless you again. And remember now, listen to that Fivefold Ministry each and every day, 6 days a week. Amen? Amen. God bless you.
That if there was an anthem for the church, it would be, tell me what do you do when you've done all you can. And it seems like it's never enough. This may be somebody's testimony. Tell me, what do you say when those old friends turn away? You're all alone, alone. Tell me, what do you give when you give in your
Stand.
never see you cry.
No, 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 no.
Never let the devil see you cry. I'm talking to somebody here now. There's a place you can go, and Satan can't get to you there. There's a place you can go. Anybody want to know where that is?
Again, I decree and declare that you are in the shadow of the Most High God, and you are blessed. Listen to us again each and every night, 6 days a week. God bless you. Amen.